Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. Right, I'm nappy. One, I've been stung in the eye by an insect when running. Actually flew into my eye. So I brushed it out and it bit the kind of bottom of my eye lid. Which means I am right. I should always wear sunglasses when running, even when it's night. Told you, Gemma, who's working on the show today. We went running last night. I told you I was bitten at the time as well. And you're like, no, you haven't been bitten. I have. I was hoping for a bit more swelling today, to be honest, but it's a bit disappointing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hi. Who's that?
It's Jess off of Surrey.
Jess off of Surrey. What's going on?
Well, I just phoned to let you know that you were in my pub quiz last night in the picture round.
Oh, okay, cool.
And basically, you know, they sort of sometimes they mutilate a face and you have to guess whose it is.
They do
and
what?
I was like, they mutilate a face, so they like stretch it all out.
Oh, yeah.
And that kind of thing. And I was like, I think that's definitely Scott Mills.
Why? What made you think it was me or not?
Well, you had like really little beady eyes and quite an orange face, but your hairline was quite receded, so I was like,
well, no, that's just me.
But I didn't think you had such a receding hairline, so I was a bit unsure at first. But yeah,
inadvertently, you've offended me there, haven't you, really? That could be the picture from the bad days, when I always had beady eyes.
No, you should see it as a compliment that I recognised it was you straight away, even though it was, like, mutilated and looked a bit like an alien.
Yeah.
And we won the pub quiz as well. So
oh, well done.
Yeah, I know.
Who else was in the mutilated picture round?
It was just you. It was just a picture of you.
Excellent.
Yeah, but I think you've definitely made it, Scott. You know that now.
I think that's great when you're in the pub round, pub quiz. That's really good. Also, we were saying this a while ago. You know they've never heard of pub quizzes in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Someone emailed us, one of our international listeners.
Yeah, I heard that on the podcast. Yeah.
And we think we're going to make a killing over there, like at Caesar's Palace.
Oh, you can do it. You can just do loads of mutilated pictures of people and then have to guess who they are.
Do you think the BBC would give us a budget for us to go to Las Vegas and do a series of pub quizzes? We could film it.
I'd come. If that was like a holiday package.
Yeah, we could film it for TV.
Well, do it.
Red button.
Well, yeah,
okay, online.
Yeah. I reckon I should do.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Thanks very much for your help there. Okay. Do you want to give me a high five or what's going on?
Yeah, hold on a sec, hold on.
Oh, I can't find mine.
Did it work?
Hang on a minute. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, does anyone else have a mate like this? We were talking about this earlier. So, in my group of friends is a guy who is going out with a girl. Radical. But whenever she comes out, the girl, she hardly says anything at all. Like, if you say, all right, she'll go, yeah, I'm all right. But that's pretty much the height of it for the whole evening. And, like, we all try and make an effort, but she still stays quiet. And she hardly even smiles ever. She's quite kind of moody. So she just sits there, almost clinging to her boyfriend, who's our mate, doesn't talk at all. And we've all kind of got used to this now, even though, you know, we try and make an effort and we try and include her, but she doesn't really have much of conversation going. But then, and this is the weird bit, when she gets home from the night out, when she's sat there looking moody all night and not talking to anybody, even though we try to make an effort with her, she will text everybody saying, had a brilliant night. Had so much fun. Can't wait to do it again. Did you? Because you didn't look like you were having fun in any way. What is that about? And then she'll say, can't wait to come out again. And then the following week, exactly the same thing will happen again. Well, she'll sit there all night. Won't say anything. Do you want a drink? Sometimes he even has to answer for her. Yeah, she'll have a Coke. But then, like, it happens again. When she'll go, yeah, had a brilliant night, and again, and around we go again. Are there people who go out and look miserable and hardly speak to anybody, but are actually enjoying themselves? And if she had a great time then, what is she like when she's having a rubbish time?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Johnny.
Johnny, where are you?
I'm in Huddersfield.
What's going on?
Not much, mate, just finished work.
Okay, have you got a mate that just doesn't say much?
I have indeed. I've got a mate that just doesn't say anything. We went out the other Friday, and I was watching him kind of from afar, and I think I saw him say about three words. And the day after, he tagged everyone that we were out with in a post on Facebook saying, "Oh, guys, it was the best night out ever," and he was raving about it. And I thought to myself, he just didn't say anything.
Three words?
Probably three words, maybe four.
Did he look fed up?
Yeah, he always does.
Maybe that's just some people's face.
It's why we call him Unhappy Keith.
Oh, is that Unhappy Keith, is it?
That's Unhappy Keith.
But you've known Unhappy Keith for years, haven't you?
I've known him since college. I've known him for 6 years.
Exactly. But he was raving about it on Facebook the next day.
As soon as we get into a social situation, he doesn't speak. But on his own, he doesn't stop speaking.
Oh, is he shy?
I don't think he's shy. I just think he's strange.
All right. Well, you'd know. Like, you've known him since college, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's still my friend.
Yeah. Well, say hi to Unhappy Keith for me.
Hi, Unhappy Keith.
No, I mean when you see him. Not now. Love you.
Love you too.
High five.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Got to say hello to Party Boy, who is one of Claire Marie's friends in Derbyshire. Apparently, you wouldn't even know he's there on a night out. Then on Facebook the next day, had a brilliant time. Now, I don't know whether anybody saw this show with Sarah Beeny on TV last night. It's called something like Help Because My House Is Falling Down, Help Me, or something like that. And Ash, well spotted Ash, he thinks that Sarah Beeny may just be making it up now. She's been on TV for a while, and maybe she's a bit bored or something, I don't know. I mean, she's still very good, but listen, she's making it up. Listen.
The walls of the property are made of bungaroosh.
What?
Bungaroosh.
That's right, bungaroosh. Now, what's happened here, I think, is Beanie's been out to the pub, right, the night before recording the show, and she's like, right, let's try and spice this up a bit, lads, come on. Right, tell me a word, lads, that I can get into the show tomorrow, right? No one will notice. And all the lads are like, all right, Beeny. Bungaroosh. Right, OK, I'll do it. And so she does.
This wall is constructed from something called bungaroosh, which is quite localised to Brighton. The walls of the property are made of bungaroosh.
Bungaroosh.
Where the bungaroosh is actually disintegrating much of the bungaroosh walls.
Bungaroosh walls.
Bungaroosh walls. Worst of all, the bungaroosh wall at the rear of the first floor was crumbling away.
Bungaroosh.
Bungaroosh. Bungaroosh. Bungaroosh.
Congratulations to Sarah Beeny for getting bungaroosh in last night and hardly anyone noticing apart from Ash.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is my favourite email that's come in of the week, I think. Sarah Beeny did not come up with that word with her male friends in the pub. She is pregnant. Yeah? So, Beanie's been preggers on TV now for about 6 years. She's always pregnant. Doesn't stop her having an orange juice while deciding what silly made-up word she's going to slip into tomorrow's show, does it?
Bungaroosh.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I think I might have been in some kind of Little Britain sketch last night without realising. This kind of thing's never happened to me before. So, I was a newsagent quite late yesterday evening, just buying myself a can of drink. I was quite thirsty. This is after the run and after the insect flying into my eye incident, so I'm looking great. So I'm queuing up there with me can of whatever it was, and there's two girls in front of me, and they must be, I reckon they're about 15, and they're not looking at me, they're just kind of paying for whatever they got, and I'm just the only person behind them in the queue. And one of them goes to the other, he's on telly. The other one goes, no, he's not on telly. And it goes like this from then on. He is on telly. He's not on telly. He is on telly, I've seen him on telly. He's not on telly, because I watch loads of telly and he's not on telly. He's on telly. He's not on telly. Anyway, so then they walk out of the shop. Then the one that doesn't believe him on telly comes back in and goes, excuse me, are you on telly? And I panic and go, no. At which point she goes, I told you, he's not on telly. He's not on telly at all. Then I have to walk all the way down the street, and this is a long street, just with like, one can of drink in my hand, while the one that
has seen me on telly goes, "You is a liar! You is on telly!"
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we've talked about this before. The difference between TV shows here in the UK and the Australian versions of the same TV shows. Like on Come Dine With Me. Generally, they're quite reserved here. In Australia, they're up for it a bit more, and they say what they think a lot more. Now, Britain's Next Top Model, which is the one that doesn't speak's favourite show at the moment. Which was your favourite episode? It was the one when they all got covered in chocolate. That was good, wasn't it, that one? It's on Living. But generally, on Britain's Next Top Model, when giving their views, they are quite reserved.
But you know what? If I'm honest, I'm a little bit disappointed.
And nice, generally.
I think that Kirsty's such a beautiful girl, we really don't see it in this photograph.
Yeah, I mean, that's very constructive criticism. All very nice, very reserved. Then, you go over to Australia's Next Top Model. Same situation, different people. But here's the kind of thing they say.
Your lips are completely disconnected from your face. You don't know what the hell to do with it. Yeah. And that, to me, is a real problem.
And this.
I also think that you don't want a model walking in with a face like a smacked ass every time she's come to a challenge.
And this.
She's far more sophisticated and poised than those other scrags.
And that's why we love Australia.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Rob's been on. Rob Lim's in Malmesbury off of Wiltshire. And he's like, "Are you going to do any more Press One game anytime soon?" Yeah, I think we should. I'm kind of running out of friends to try it on, but yeah. I think we will. It's that thing where, you know, you pick up the phone and you hear the automated thing going, "Congratulations, you have just won a holiday in the Bahamas. To claim your prize, press 1. And we just see if anyone presses 1 or not. Some people do. Well, like my friend Chris does. Gemma, who's working on the show today. Hiya.
Hi.
We called your boyfriend last night on the Press 1 game. You might have heard it.
Congratulations. You've won
my new Kama Sutra by Vanessa Feltz.
To claim your prize, press 1 now.
Hello?
Hello?
Mike, it's Scott.
Scott? Scott.
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
You just pressed 1 to get a Kama Sutra by Vanessa Feltz.
Oh.
Do you want it? Because you did press 1.
Yeah, I want it. Yes, please.
Okay, good.
Excellent. Thank you.
I quite like it, though. I'd seen him earlier that day, and he was like, Scott. Did you have a conversation about that last night, Jen, when you got home?
Yeah.
Thought so.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I talk about Alexandra Burke's song that goes, "I am a cup, why not fill me up?" And it's doing my head in. Like, all night last night. I woke up at, 2 o'clock, because I'm in a new house, see? I keep waking up going, "Where am I?" 4 o'clock. If anyone has any idea how I can eradicate this from my life, then let me know. No offence, Alexandra. It's doing my head in. Okay, it's time for our record of the week by Duck Sauce. It's called Barbara Streisand. If you don't know who Barbara Streisand is, she... Wasn't she the mum in Meet the... something? Meet the Parents? Meet the... Oh, the other one. Yeah. Yeah, she was the mum in that. She's also a multi-award-winning singer from back in the day. Still alive. And this song is a fitting tribute to Barbara. On her official website, they have this thing called On This Day in Barbara, where it tells you what Barbara did in various years. And if you're interested, on this day in Barbara in 1973, Barbara recorded the single version of The Way We Were, which went on to be her first number one song. And, God, she was busy. On this day in Barbara in 1969, Barbara started filming The Owl and the Pussycat.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for some innuendo bingo. I love it that you still send this in. And I also find it a real insight of the stuff that you lot watch and listen to. One of our listeners, Keith, has been on. Thanks for this, Keith, off of Worcester. Spotted this on Gardener's World the other day. Cheers, Keith.
One more thing. Don't forget to support your melons. Now, these have been swelling nicely.
Good one. And then we've got Ben in Great Totten. Hi, Ben, who was watching... That's right, Countrywise on ITV1 the other day and spotted this one.
How many of the best plums make it into you?
Oh, quite a few.
And finally, we've got Dave, who was, as you do, listening to Lara King on BBC Radio Humberside. Here she is.
Well, if somebody comes right on my backside, I slow down to annoy them. Yes. Because you know that's really annoying them.
So, Lara King there, of course, talking about tailgating.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.